And guess who's by herself today? There's no Jake. No Jake. And guess what else I have? Hold on, just in case you can't see. It's the flask. And it's not the one with the brandy because she took that. But she gave me another flask because I kept complaining about it. I had no flask. So this is a brand new flask with nothing in it. And I'm a little ticked off. Because this is an evening interview, by the way. And tomorrow we go to an award show. I have to walk over at carpet. I need a flask, like, all night. I have nerves. Nerves. Anyway, so I'm Alona, and what who normally would be here is James, and we are two of the 15 And I Thought ladies. Oi, I am one. So I don't know. I'm thinking I'm a divinity today, or maybe so fat that I'm two people in one. Something like that. I don't know. It's working for me, though. And I apologize for making this late, you guys, because guess what? I got sick. Real sick. Not joking sick. But I'm not going to explain all of that because, you know, Winona needs to be cute and perfect and healthy. Anyway, we have books. Go figure. An author wrote books. The first one is And I Thought Divorce Was Bad. And I Thought Being Grown Up Was Easy. And I Thought I Could Juggle It All. We thought we could, and then we found out we couldn't. And see, this is why the dice are here, because we were trying to gamble on the fact that we could, and we lost. Never been against the house, meaning housework. And I thought I did my journey alone, and I thought he was the one. So guess what, Hollywood? I'm still waiting for you to make this into a television show, a scripted television show, and don't change one single letter. And this is how you know it's a joke, because Hollywood would never give that much control to a writer. So, and I thought he was the one, we all thought he was, and then he left, and so now he isn't. Ha ha. We also have the new series, The Beginning, and I had to, you guys, I have a surprise. I was so excited. So the first one is The Misfit Guide, The Sassy's Way, The Leads to Crooked Footprints. Okay, high five to me. I got that title right this time. And then The Misfit Guides, drum roll please. Quiet drum roll. Because I learned in drum class, I can't do a drum roll. But it's The Misfit Guides, Cocktail Soirees and the LBD. This is our brand new book. It's been out for about 2 weeks. And then, of course, you guys, you know that we are the editors of the 25 Hottest Indie Authors, Artists, and Advocates. We also have the End I Thought Workbook. So if you want to start a business or get over a trauma, you can use our books and do that. It's a DIY self-help course. Last but not least, and most important to me, personally to me, because I love it oh so much, we have Just Writing Life, which is a docu-series that follows Moz, oh wait, not just Moz, there's Jade and Kay and everybody's life. And guess what, you guys? It's 5 weeks until we head off for our third European book tour. So follow us as we go through England, Ireland, Scotland, and we're hoping, but someone said, we're going to shoot in Ibiza this year. Oh, guess who's partying? professional. I'm sorry, professional. I'm back. But you don't want to hear anything else about us. Oh, you can find all this on Amazon.com, BarnesandNobles.com, and WeThought.com. You don't want to hear any more about us besides the fact that tomorrow we find out if we're winning the award for Poet of the Year. So, wonderful guests. Would you like to interview yourself? I really need to make that a thing. Questions and answer them, and I just sit here and be like, yes, speak on it. You look adorable. I look adorable. That's great. Would you like to introduce yourself?
Hi, my name is Daniel Atwell. I'm the one of the co-founders of Dark Charm Media. It's a little comic book company out of Baltimore, Maryland.
Okay, that is awesome. I love how he has a one-sentence introduction. He didn't go, well, I don't know where to start. I have 21 athletes. Just in case you're wondering, you guys, how I met him, I actually take a writing course. Yes, well, Nona the narcissist decided to put herself under the tutelage of professors and take a writing course. It is not fun. Not at all. I'm afraid of nonfiction hates me, and I hate it back with a passion.
I used to feel the same way until our course. Trust me, I felt your pain there. I didn't want to do anything that had to do with real life for a bit. But I'll tell you one thing: our course really changed how I viewed certain things. Yeah,
and he writes well, by the way. So one of these days, I'm sure we'll get your book.
We'll discuss that. That right now is, you know how we were discussing in class about the revision stage? I'm at my second revision stage with this one of my books. It's called The Unforgettable Fire. And it's literally the cornerstone to my comic universe. But it's actually written as a novel. It's not going to be like a graphic novel, per se. It'll be, you know, full-on paperback when it's finished. Eventually, there's always the possibility of at some point it becoming a comic book, but that's a little bit further down the road.
So, what is it? The illness is catching up with me, and the
fact that I
have absolutely nothing in this glass. What is different about producing a novel from producing a comic book, other than the obvious, hey, they're pictures?
Well, you would have to, the thing about a novel is you have to paint a picture with words. Whereas with a comic book, you can sort of leave some of that behind as long as you have a sort of narrative created with your pictures. You can provide innuendo, you can provide suspense, speculation through pictures, either through drawing or whatever, that you really honestly can't do in writing unless you were specifically putting that in there. Because you could take one sentence in a comic book, but if you have a certain, you know, picture that's attached to it, that becomes, you know, linked to whatever you're doing. It conveys emotion, it conveys all this other stuff. Whereas for a novel, you have to really make your reader understand what you're trying to convey. You don't have the luxury of saying, this is what I'm doing, you know, and hold up a picture. So your words, your thoughts, your voice that you're trying to convey through your brain has to come out in either paper or screen or whatever you're trying to write for.
So you would say that writing for a comic is more like writing a script?
Very much so. And it's also pieced together like a script, too, because the only difference in, you know, how you do it for plays is you'll create a setting, and you'll have your characters, they'll say certain things, and they'll block and everything. It's kind of like that for a comic. The only difference is you are doing that for every panel that you're trying to put together. This helps your artist go over top of it with any details of what might be going on. Your lettering people that are coming in and putting stuff over top of your work, they need to know what's going on in that scene, so they pretty much go to the panel script, find out what's going on in that panel. If this is what it says, this is what that character's doing, boom. If there's a thought balloons, things like that, you know, like you normally have, like, in the old comic series and stuff like that, the panel script is what tells how it works. Just like a play. So
I want to ask, like, two more questions on this, but I'm keeping it because, hey, for time, I would do some other things I want to cover. Dark Media and Dark Charm Media?
Dark Charm Media, yes.
Dark Charm Media. How did that get started? Why did it get started? And why do you prefer that over a novel, like becoming like a publishing house?
Well, Dark Charm Media was sort of always in the background of my brain. People would consider me, I guess, a jack of all trades when it comes to the arts. I play music, I write music, I tell stories. My family's actually comes from a long line of storytellers, but none of them can actually write it down. They can tell it, like, you know, verbally and keep audiences riveted, but not actually write down any of those stories. Turns out, I guess, I'm the only one in my family that decided, hey, maybe I should start writing this stuff down. So I did. Always in the back of my brain, I always came up with these strange ideas for stories, and I kept wondering to myself, why don't I see this in regular comic books? In fact, why don't I see this regularly in pop culture anyway? So I started thinking about certain things, and I met a friend of mine who helped, who's the other co-founder. His name's Justin Lentz. He's mostly on social media under the name of Jay Gregory. That's his, like, art. Well, we have pen names. You know how, you know, artists have pen names. I guess you would call it a brush name for him. Because he's a, you know, he works with a pen, but not in the same way. But. So, he goes under the name of Jay Gregory. Well, I knew him back in high school. And he was a very talented artist even then. Not as good as he is now. But we lived in the same neighborhood. We really didn't hang out. But later on in life, we started catching up with each other. And I started doing some writing kind of just to get ideas ahead out of my head. One of it was based in a story where the DC and Marvel universes had somehow mixed together. And there's this character that I had created named Thunder, who had sort of got mixed into this weird little universe. Well, I started writing, thinking, nothing's really going to come of this. But I started writing more and more and more, and then all of a sudden, like, the floodgates of the machine, so to speak, just started coming out. And I found myself asking for a little bit of artistic help with, like, putting, like, pictures into, like, this novel I was creating. So a friend of mine said, well, why don't you contact Justin? I said, okay. You know, it's been a while since I talked to him. So he started doing some rough sketches after I talked to him, and he gave me the idea of, dude, you need to start writing your own original stuff. And the big deal was, he says to me, he goes, I normally take these as with payment, but I would ask a favor of you instead. And I'm like, you know, if we're just creating secrets and stuff in here, sure, why not? I mean, I got no problem with it. He says to me, I had an idea for a story, and I want help writing it. But he had the vaguest idea ever. And it's like, fate brought two people together. I'm like, that's every day in Hollywood. You see that, you know, fate brought us together. Lifetime movie, fate brought us together. I'm like, okay, well, I gotta do something that sort of speaks to me in that facet. So I came up with The Unforgettable Fire. He read the first couple chapters, and he was absolutely hooked. So we sort of started talking about, well, if we're going to do this, let's just do this. And I just started coming up with different ideas, and I was like, well, why don't we just do our own comic book company? And, you know, you can start doing some drawings, we can finally get things started, and I'll do the writing. You know, that's pretty much how Stan Lee started in Marvel. The only difference is he had a lot of different backers compared to me. But that pretty much started everything. He had different ideas for different characters. I had most of these ideas of, like, you know, things coming about. And I put them mostly to screen or paper, depending on where I was at the time. And all of a sudden, like, this whole elaborate universe started to come out and come into fruition. And I would say, you know, wholeheartedly that the universe we've created is comparable to, you know, Marvel style and DC style. The only difference is Dark Charm Media is centered more on a mature audience. One of the big things him and I discussed was we wanted to try and do stories, characters, things like that that you not only didn't see on a regular basis, especially in comic books nowadays, but to cater them to an audience of people who wish that their comic books grew up with them. And that's one of our big our mottos for our company is, what if your comics grew up with you? So that's how pretty much the ball started rolling. The only problem was, when the floodgates were open, they never got shut off. And I as a writer, you know how it is sometimes where you have writer's block. Well, I had the exact opposite. I had writer's flood, so to speak. And, like, I had enough material written out for 2 or 3 years worth of comic books. And this is, like, 6 different titles, 2 years. It got to the point where poor Justin just couldn't take it right away. He had stuff going on at home. So he kind of left off for a little bit. So he never really truly left the company, but he took a hiatus. And I understood that. It's like, I had all this material. And I started thinking, it's like, well, I'm not a bad artist. I can start drawing things myself. So I guess it was more or less me trying to prove a point to myself that I could do it. And I got finished my first comic book, which was called A Score to Settle, #1. And it was about an Irish hitman who was gifted with the power of seeing things before they happened. And the world that he was sort of thrust into. And it's a very interesting tale for someone who's not usually used to seeing half the stuff that usually happens in those type of books coming out. So, yeah, that's pretty much the story so far. We're still growing as a company. So,
I like this. And that was a very in-depth answer, so I thank you for that.
Well, yeah, I
the age of the story of our time.
Yeah.
But if you could give us briefly, if you ever think that there's an ability to do kind of like a self-published hybrid comic book sort of thing, do you think that's an...
it's possible.
And market, you think?
And the market for it? Yeah, I think a lot of people are becoming disenfranchised by certain comic companies, especially. I know Marvel right now, a lot of people are up in arms about this whole giant crossover to another giant crossover to another, and no stories are actually being completed. It's like making no sense. It's just trying to throw money at people to come up with stories and things like that. They're not being completed, and when they come to sort of a fruition of completion, it doesn't make any sense. So I'm like, wait a minute. You put all this marketing and all this, all your writers onto something to get people to come and buy your books, but nothing ever really ends. It's like a weird soap opera. So my thing is, the main goal for us is to fill a void that they're not doing. And I think it's something we could really pull off when we finally get, you know, to quote my executive assistant, Nicole, you know, when we finally get the plane rolling. So.
Sounds like something great. And okay. I think that the ladies should definitely think about partnering up.
Mm-hmm.
I have a book I would love to see as a comic one day.
Oh, heck yeah. I mean, we're always looking for our ideas and things.
I think I would love seeing them as comics, and my original contract had a comic section in it, so I'm out of my original contract, so.
Well, there you go. So this is just, you know, pretty much putting that out there to, you know, because right now, you know, you're pretty much a free agent, is that what you're saying?
Oh, yeah, definitely. Okay, I'm the narcissist of the group, so if someone comes on the show and there's a service or something I want, I'm going to say it. Without the flask, I'm going to say. So, my last question, which is normally Jade's question, is where can people find you online? How can they support you?
Well, the big...
What's next?
Yes. The big place you can find us mostly is on Facebook. Looking for Dark Charm Media. You'll see one of our logos, which is a big raven's head in black, and then a nice... purplish style script right underneath of it. You might even see a picture, you know, that's one of us have drawn up in there as well. Amazon.com has 5 of our digital downloads all ready to be purchased. A lot of them have been marked down in price to make sure that people aren't, you know, feeling burdened with, you know, how the economy is. I know a lot of people like holding, you know, paper comics in their hands, but also a lot of people lately, especially with Kindle Fire and you know, tablets, have been able to enjoy comic books through a digital download process. And yes, we're going to try to accommodate them a little bit more at the moment because it seems to be a more cheaper avenue to go with. So yeah, they're all available online at Amazon.com. All you really have to do is just look up the keywords Dark Charm Media or even my name, Daniel Atwell, and you'll find what you're looking for.
Thank you, Mr. Atwell, for coming on the show.
My pleasure.
For being like 8 hours of patience while we handled a few things over here.
That is quite all right. That is okay.
And I'm sorry to rush you off a titch because I'm a little hungry.
Yeah.
5 minutes, so don't feel rushed. Don't think I really did rush.
That's okay.
You guys, I'm Alona, and there's a missing Jade and a empty flask. I'm going to do something about that by the next show, by the way, y'all. Anyway, so you can find everything that your ladies are up to at andwethought.com. That means check in to see if we won. Yes, please, people, please do that. Because I'm sure we'll be holding something. I'm joking. I'm not going to be that narcissistic. And while you're there, go to the ladies tab, go down to the middle, and then see the charities that we proudly support. There's 3 of them, so please proudly support them as well. And by the way, Marilyn's Hodge charity is up for the same award. And not Poet of the Year, but she's up for Social Change of the Year writer because she wrote with us on And I Thought He Was the One. So we're up. She's up for that as well. Yay! Let's hope she actually gets it. She does an amazing job in the UK. Please support her. And I want to say our last words, which is wisdom is all around you if you're open to finding it and accepting it. So peace and love, you guys, from Ramona and the spirit of Jade. Bye-bye.